guys, what's going on, baby? Welcome back to another ESL podcast. Of course, I am your host, Arsenio, and I'm bringing to you some sexy things today. Guys, I do apologize, man. I'm going to apologize. Why? Well, because I told you guys that I would have a particular someone here, but this person ended up, well, you know what? It's really difficult with schedules and whatnot, so I do apologize. So you guys are going to hear my voice on this podcast today. Developing writing, we're going to talk about a film review. This would have been very, very fun with other individuals, but however, I will get these individuals on, but it will be on my Patreon. So if you guys, again, are interested in that, that's actually on the shop of my website. I cannot believe I added something for the first time to my shop online. It's virtual. Oh my god, I went through all of this by myself. It's the first time putting a heart, well, a virtual product out there that could be purchased. Man, I'm just so grateful, man. I'm so grateful that I've been through all the things I have to be delivering the greatness to all of you out there who give me your time and your attention to give you the greatness. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, guys, I'm going to be bringing a lot of different people and so many different videos on over there. So make sure you're tuning in to me on that side. All right? So, what we're going to do here today, I love this because this is developing writing. And what I'm going to do is add this, add the suffixes. As a matter of fact, I've already added the suffixes. Yeah, so on my blog, you guys will be able to see the prefixes, as a matter of fact. And you guys will be able to go through those prefixes. So this is actually developing writing, but in a speaking version. And we're going to do the writing version. I'm still contemplating when and what I'm going to do with the writing version. But that's not going to debut until probably sometime next week. So today is the speaking version. We're going to talk about movies, man. Let's talk about movies. And on the Patreon, again, I'm going to bring different people on over there so we can do different things and have nice little chats and whatnot. But that's going to be really funny. But anyways, guys, we're going to rank these. We got some bullet points. We're going to rank them from 1 to 10. 1 not important. 10 very, very, very important. When choosing a movie, do you care about these, okay? 1 through 10. I just want to name just 1 through 10. We're going to talk about a couple of things, all right? And then I have to teach you guys how to write the actual review. So that's going to come next week. But today is about the speaking, just getting your ideas out there, writing things down, all right? So the number one, the star and the supporting actors. How important is it for you when choosing a movie, all right? When choosing a movie, do you really care about the star or the supporting actors? Now, me, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to say not important. Let me give you an example why. When I realized Jordan Peele was actually writing and starring the movie Get Out, okay, he was the director of it, I didn't care so much about the actors. I care more about the mastermind behind Jordan Peele because he thinks way outside the box. Let me give you an example of horror movies. Horror movies, they are so, oh my god, what is the word I'm looking for? They are so predictable. The predictability of horror movies is ridiculous. It's not even scary anymore. The Annabelle, The Conjuring, that's not scary. These directors, they don't think outside the box, but Jordan Peele, he does. And you know what? He takes the time to sit back and say, how scared would I be? And so when he made that movie, Get Out, I didn't care about, I didn't know that guy's name, Daniel, what's his name, the main character? He's from England. I didn't even know that until I heard his interview. I was like, no way. So he plays a phenomenal American accent. The other girl, I don't think she starred in any other movie since then. And you know what? That ended up being one of the most amazing masterpieces ever assembled. So, do I really care about the star? Not really. Now, let me give you another example why I don't care about the star. Well, have you guys heard of the one with the Hobbs? What is it? The Hobbs? The Rock and, who's that guy? Jason Statham? That movie looks absolutely horrendous. All right? But the thing is, The Rock has probably 130 million Instagram followers. If 25% of them watch his movie, he's going to make 100 million right off the back, right then and there, depending on what the movie currency and everything and whatnot. And so this guy, this is how Instagram is taking over the world, because it's not even about how good the singers are anymore. It's about the followers. That's how they make their money. And I think it's just remarkable seeing and knowing that we live in an age where, you know what? You don't need talent. I'm not saying I love Dwayne Johnson because I love his demeanor. I love everything about him and I love how humble he is. But I will never watch such a movie. And so now we have to get into the whole plot of it, because with the plot, the plot has to make sense. The Fast and Furious, I know there's going to be somewhat naked women. There are going to be cars, ridiculous ass stunts, cars being thrown out of buildings, and a lot of cheesy acting. That's so cringe for me. No offense. I know a lot of you out there, guys, this is just my opinion. No offense, but oh my goodness. I get sick to my stomach. The last time I watched the Fast and Furious, I can't remember what was the last one I watched. Number 5, I think. They were in Brazil. That one was at least a little bit half-assed, you know what I mean? But the acting, it just kills me, man. I just can't do it. I just can't. So the plot means everything to me. So if you say, okay, Arsenio, what was the last movie you watched? What was that movie where they had to play the game and they were in a room of fire? Then after that, it was just all about survival. They did that with C-class actors, and they achieved a pretty good... I mean, that actually exceeded my expectations. And, I mean, it really goes to show what people have been through and how their past actually catch up to them. What's the movie called? The movie where they got to play the game and, you know, figure things out. They're going to end up being trapped. The Cube? I think it's something that relates to The Cube. The Game or something like that. You guys know what I'm talking about. All right? So I love science fiction especially. I can never get enough of those zombie movies. World War Z, of course it all started with War of the Worlds, okay? That kicked off everything back in 2005. It was one of my favorite movies as a kid. Just because Tom Cruise is a phenomenal actor, you really can't beat him out. I really don't like action movies anymore because they're predictable. I need something that really pushes me to the limit. So the movie Creed... All right, that's the boxing movie. The plot in that, the length is perfect. They don't need special effects or visuals. And the soundtrack means everything. I'm going to get into the soundtrack very soon. But that movie Creed, the emotion in that movie, my goodness. After he lost to Drago the first time and he was on the hospital bed. And then, of course, Sylvester Stallone came in and he was saying, and I felt his pain. Oh my God. And when the baby was born and they wanted to see if the baby was deaf or not, and then they ended up realizing that the baby was deaf, and then he started crying. Oh my goodness. That hit one of the deepest spots in my soul because I felt it. And that's what's so great about me, my awareness of being able to go inside of the movie with the characters. I have out-of-body experiences. People normally just watch movie face value, but I go into the character and I feel it. And when I feel that emotion, of course it shows. So this is why movies like Man on Fire, Antoine Fisher, Men of Honor, which of course were in the early 2000s, they really hit home with me because, oh my God, I felt that. And I feel the characters and whatnot. So again, very, very important. I thought that Creed 2 was, I think that was probably about two points better than Creed 1. Creed 1 was actually very, very good. But Creed 2, man, oh my God, much, much deeper. And so that's the type of movie I like. But it can't be cheesy fighting. Like Mark Wahlberg's movies. Like he does movies that are predicated off, you know, disasters or human disasters out there in America. Like bombings and like oil drill, you know, explosions. And I'm like, dude, you are just cheesy as hell. Now, again, when it comes to comedy, fine, okay? Him and Will Ferrell, whatever. Again, you don't have to try to be funny. You're just natural funny. I don't believe in people trying to be naturally funny, right? So what do I mean by that? Comedy movies, they try very, very hard. There was one with the guy from Daredevil. Oh my God, I forgot his name too. Sorry, I don't have really space for names, all right? But this guy from Daredevil, he played in a movie where he switched bodies with another guy. And you know what? That movie was so funny. But again, are they funny in reality? Not really. But the guy from Jurassic World, forgot his name too. He plays in the Guardians of the Galaxy too. Him and the guy Deadpool, if you actually hear their interviews, they're actually naturally funny. On the other hand, if we go to people like Kevin Hart and people who force that funny upon you, 10 years ago, phenomenal. Now they're trying too hard. You can't try. All right, you just are. It's like what Bob Proctor said. He's not acting the part. He's living the part. And that's what separates you from, of course, all the phonies out there. So, again, these are just my opinions. I would love to hear some of your opinions. I'm going to bring people on with for this specific conversation over a number of different over a number of weeks and whatnot. So, but soundtrack. All right. So here we go. I got two more categories of that. I'm going to top this bad boy off. Soundtrack is the most important. It's so difficult for me to go back and watch, movies from the 1990s because the soundtrack is so blaring and it's so cringe. I hate using that word, but it makes me go, oh my God, this is so weird. Like if you watch Jumanji with Robin Williams back in 1995, that soundtrack is just too much. I just can't do it, man. However, if you guys do not know this composer, his name goes by the name of Hans Zimmer. You have Thomas Bergensen. You have a lot of different amazing composers out there. But Hans Zimmer makes them for movies. Now, I'm going to give you two examples. There were two space movies that came out over the last 5 years. One was by the name of, well, one was called Life. And that's the guy from Deadpool. He played in that movie. That had to be one of the most phenomenal eye-opening movies ever. Oh, my God. Go watch that. That scared the living daylights out of me. It's kind of like, do we really want to go out to space and find aliens? Oh my God. Because if you watch that, it tells the entire story of finding things from a different perspective. But anyways, Martian with Matt Damon. Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey. Interstellar was composed by Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer, if you hear that soundtrack, it's on probably probably thousands of motivational videos out there on YouTube because he's one of the greatest composers ever. That movie and that soundtrack made that movie. But if we go to Martian, they had disco music on the movie Martian. This guy's over here, of course, a botanist trying to grow, you know, plants and stuff, and he's just so happy being alone on a planet by himself. So you're telling me you're rocking out and you're jamming to disco music on a planet by yourself knowing that you're going to die? Come on, man. I think that soundtrack completely damaged the reputation and everything about that movie. You can't make a movie like that funny. It has to be told from a more serious standpoint. And that's why Interstellar is probably the single greatest science fiction space travel movie there will ever be. Because, especially at the end, you know, I hate telling these, but what was it at the end when he saw his daughter again after X amount of years, and then he came in, and of course he had tears in his eyes, and he went up to the bed, and he grabbed her hand, and you know, the first words to his daughter, he was like, you told him that I was a farmer? And they both laughed, but man, I mean, that right there, that hits home. It really does. So, again, one of the greatest, my favorites, and Matthew McConaughey is like one of the most underrated actors ever because he plays such profound roles in a lot of different movies. So, there it is. There it is. Reviews and recommendations. First and foremost, I don't believe any of them. I think Rotten Tomatoes, you cannot be a critic. If you're a critic, that means you go after and you criticize other people for a living. Therefore, you have lost that life. So I never believe critics' reviews, recommendations, or anything because I think they're a bunch of bullshit and they tell it from a I don't know what standpoint they tell it from. But to be honest, if you sit there and say this was a complete garbage, this and that, it's just, oh my God, how negative of a human being can you be? And you predicate your life off being a critic? It's repulsive. All right, so Mad Max. I remember halfway through that movie, I was over it. I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. Okay, action, 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 action. There's no storyline to this. It was pure. And you know what? In the beginning, in that, you know, the soundtrack and everything, there was like boom, 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 boom. That was really, really exciting. But afterwards, it's kind of like, okay, so they're going to drive back and they're going to try to fight off and get this water to these people. That's basically what this movie is about. So you're telling me you made an entire movie based on action, and you're going to give it a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes? This is practically Fast and Furious. Okay, yes, Tom Hardy, one of my favorite actors. He was in the movie, but action, 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 action with no storyline, no plot? I can't do it. I just can't do that, man. So, guys, again, I don't really listen to Rotten Tomatoes. If you look at the likes of in 3-hour movies, I'm not a big fan of length. So, you know, that movie, what is it, Endgame, The Avengers, it's going to take me a while to try to watch that. If I do take Singapore Airlines to Bali this upcoming July, I'll watch it. If it's still on the in-flight entertainment, but I will not waste my time. I will not waste 3 hours of my time watching a movie where they talk for about 80% of the time. You know what? I just can't. Now, you guys, by all means, do it. But me, I got things I got to do. So, guys, those are my opinions. This is about film reviews. I'm going to be extending this on over to next week. You're going to hear more things. For those of you who are subscribed to my Patreon, I just want to say big, big, big thank you to all of you. And guys, with that being said, oh my God, stay tuned for more, man. I'm so excited for all the things that are happening. So again, if you guys got any questions, let me know. Check out the blog. Do your prefixes. Send them in. We got a lot of interactive exercises, so please take advantage of them. I'm your host, Arsenio, as usual, over and out.